Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on day two of our article all about Thai street food.
I'm hungry again.
We haven't even started.
I know.
And you're already hungry.
We just started the day and I'm hungry again because we're talking about Thai street food.
It is some of the best street food you will ever have.
Outside of Taiwan.
Outside of Taiwan.
Of course.
Let's not go nuts here.
Come on.
But it is good food. Mm. There are markets all throughout the major cities and the small towns of Thailand. I've traveled to Bangkok many times just for tourism.
Okay.
And I always get street food there. I've eaten all kinds of stuff. Bugs I talked about yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
I ate the scorpions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I had insects. I've had worms. I like the weird stuff.
Yeah, you're quite brave when it comes to trying new things.
I look for the weirdest thing I can possibly find and say, I want a big bowl of that.
Very cool. Okay.
What about you, though? Do you go for the weird stuff or the normal
stuff?
I like
the weird stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard. I guess the things that some people would think of weird in a Taiwan night market, I don't think of weird anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the inside bits of chickens or hearts or things like that. But yeah, I like to try anything once.
Try
when
anything
it comes
once.
To food. That's kind of
And see how the old
opinion.
Stomach goes.
Exactly.
See if it agrees with you
but
or
you're
not.
Right. In Thailand, they probably have lots of different things. And in fact, Thai food is so popular, you can go to Taiwan night markets and find Thai food. I know there's a night market here where people line up for the papaya salad.
That's true.
So it's popular all over the place. And David Thompson on TLC knows all about it. And so we're talking about his show. So join us in this article. We're going to find out more all about Taiwan's amazing street food and its street markets.
Reading
Thai Street Food with David Thompson. Thailand's street food comes in many different flavors and dishes, from savory to sweet. In another episode of the show, David Thompson explores Thailand's canals and rivers. Many Thai people live along rivers and ride boats between communities and floating markets. In Bangkok's west side, life is quiet, and most houses are found along canals. Here, Thompson tries his hand at a local dish, spicy pork with crunchy rice cakes on betel leaves. He first grates a coconut, and then he adds rice, curry paste, and fish sauce. Thompson then forms the mixture into small cakes and fries them in a wok. To this he adds minced pork, herbs, and spices. He then fries this mixture together with more fish sauce, lime juice, chili, and sugar. Finally, Thompson simply wraps the dish in betel leaves and eats it as a hand food. This is just one of many meals that you can find on the streets of Thailand. To see more of the color and flavor of these wonderful dishes, tune in to TLC's Thai Street Food with David Thompson.
The article starts off today by saying Thailand's street food comes in many different flavors and dishes, from savory to sweet.
Mm.
The flavor of something is just the way that it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can describe flavor in many different ways. We have a couple of ways here. Savory just means the flavor kind of stays with you. It sticks around for a long time. It's very delicious, and it stays with you.
And we often use savory also to talk about that kind of salty meat flavor.
Yep.
So if you like, you know, this taste of beef or pork or things like that, that's kind of savory. And then at the opposite end, sweet. Yeah, so lots of sugar, something like candy or cake or chocolate. That's sweet.
And they combine all these different flavors.
Mm.
They bring them together in their own unique way. So let's find out what happens in another episode of the show. It says David Thompson explores Thailand's canals and rivers. If you're exploring something, it means you're going to a place that is not familiar to you. You don't know the area. You don't know what's around. You don't know where to go, really. You're going into new territory, a new area of a city or a town just a place that you don't know. And he's going to explore the canals and rivers. There are lots of rivers going throughout the city, and coming off of the rivers are canals. Those are narrow waterways that are man-made people have built usually to transport things around the city, either to get people around the city so they can move around by boat instead of taking a car or a truck or a scooter. They can take a boat around the city, and they can take things with them too to sell. And that's what Bangkok is famous for. It's famous for these canals that are kind of like floating markets.
Wow, cool. I think when people think of canals, they often think of Venice in Italy, right? Which is a city with no cars, very few roads, but lots of canals. So you can travel around these sort of water roads, if you will. Many Thai people, it says, live along rivers because, of course, there's lots of rivers going through the whole country and the city of Bangkok. And they ride boats between communities and floating markets. So in the same way that people in Taiwan might use a scooter or a car, people in Thailand use boats to get around.
That's right.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a different way of getting around the city.
Can you get like a water taxi?
I think so, yeah. Like going across the river from one side to the other, it's faster than driving because traffic in Bangkok is terrible.
Okay.
It's so busy and it's
only
so crowded.
There's only a few bridges, but you can get across on a boat anywhere.
It's a faster way to get around.
That's cool.
Let's learn more about these waterways and these kind of floating markets. The article says, in Bangkok's west side, life is quiet and most houses are found along canals. Mm-hmm. So it's a quieter side of town. There are parts of Bangkok that are very crowded, very loud, very noisy, lots of skyscrapers. But the west side sounds like it's a bit simpler. Most houses are found along the canal, so beside the canals, like right by the water, beside the water. And here, Thompson tries his hand at a local dish, spicy pork with crunchy rice cakes on betel leaves. Okay, it's a very long name for this dish. He tries his hand at this dish. To try your hand at something means either you try to do something that is new to you, or, in this case, he's going to try to either to eat or to... Oh, he's going to try to make it.
Yeah.
He's going to try his hand at making.
Yeah, I guess he's going to try to put it together.
Preparing this dish, he's going to try to be a chef or to be a cook. He's going to try his hand at making this. And to try your hand at something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a pause and learn more about trying your hand at different things.
I'm still hungry.
Me too.
What is this for?
Oh, nothing.
Is that for tennis?
Yeah, I want to try my hand at playing it.
Try your hand. Are your hands okay?
To try one's hand at something means to try to do something you have not tried before.
I see. Try one's hand at something is 初次尝试.
That's right. I want to try my hand at tennis for the first time.
Aren't you a little old to try your hand at a new sport?
What? No. That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, I want to watch you try your hand at tennis. It should be pretty funny.
Whatever. You just watch. I'm going to try my hand at it like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, that was our shortcut for you, all about trying your hand at something. Thompson is going to try his hand at a local dish, meaning he's going to try to prepare it to make this Thai street food. It's spicy pork with crunchy rice cakes on betel leaves. If something is spicy, it's hot. If you put it in your mouth, it's like there's a fire inside your mouth. That's what spicy food is. I like spicy food. It's actually... People like spicy food because it releases a certain chemical in your brain that has to do with pleasure.
Oh,
it makes
you
feel good, in other words.
Interesting.
Because spicy, when you put it in your mouth, it's actually a form of pain. So your brain reacts against that pain.
Interesting.
Releases a chemical. So it's like it's almost like a drug.
Yeah, and they also say in hot countries it's good because it makes you sweat more.
Cools you down.
And that can cool you down a little bit. So that's a good thing. And that's why often when we try Thai food, people do find it a little bit spicy.
Or a lot spicy.
Or a lot spicy, depending on how much you like your spice. So How does he prepare it? It says he first grates a coconut, and then he adds rice, curry paste, that might be the spicy stuff, and fish sauce. Okay, fish sauce is something that's made from fish. It's often left to age a little bit. It might be, a little bit smelly,
a little bit strong salty.
Quite strong, but if you use a little bit in a soup or something, it gives you a nice fish flavor. The curry paste, as I mentioned, would be a little spicy. And then he grates coconut. Well, coconut, you know, if you cut the coconut open, there's that white meat inside, the flesh part of it. And to grate something is basically to cut it up into very, very small pieces. We often use a piece of metal with sort of little holes and blades on it, and you do that, and it falls through in tiny little pieces. Maybe you might prepare cheese that way, or other things to cut it up in a very, very kind of fine kind of way, so you have small pieces. He adds all that together, and then it says he forms the mixture into small cakes and fries them in a wok. Okay, so he takes all of these things, he forms them, or he makes a shape, probably using his hands, out of this mixture of coconut, rice, curry paste, and fish sauce. Well, when you add things together and combine them, usually with a spoon or maybe with your hands, you're making a mixture. You're making a new form out of several things that you've added together. So several things get kind of squeezed and pushed and stirred into something new. He makes these or forms them into cakes and then fries them with, I guess, some oil in a wok, in a cooking dish.
Wok is just like a giant metal bowl yeah. basically.
That's used in Chinese cooking all the time.
Usually you have a very large flame under it, and you're using it to fry things. You make a stir fry, or you make these cakes that he is making.
That's right, but that's not it.
That's not all. That's not all. It says, to this he adds minced pork, herbs, and spices. So
nice.
Minced, if you have a minced meat, it just means it is also cut up quite finely, believe. Just cut up into very, very small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Also, herbs and spices. We know what spices are. They are things to add flavor. Plants that are usually ground up into a powder.
Mm-hmm.
Herbs are also plants used to add flavor, but they might not be in powder form. They
might be a leaf.
Might just be a leaf. Mm-hmm. Might be like a larger piece of leaves or things like that. Just plants used to add flavor to food. So we're getting pork, herbs, and spices thrown into the wok, and he's probably got a large flame. He's moving them around in the wok and combining all these different flavors.
Right. He then fries this mixture together with more fish sauce for some extra flavor, some lime juice, so that's the little sour flavor that people often enjoy in Thai food, chili, there's a little bit more spice, a little bit more spicy heat, and some sugar. So that's kind of a classic example of Thai food. You have the sour from the lime, the spice from the chili, and the sweetness from the sugar, all mixed together with some fish flavor. Boom. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Thai food.
It's a combination of all these different flavors.
Great.
Finally, Thompson simply wraps the dish in betel leaves and eats it as a hand food. So you just take these cakes, wrap them up in a betel leaf, and you eat it as a hand food. Hand food, of course, just means you eat it with your hand.
Mm.
You don't need a fork, a spoon, a knife. You don't need chopsticks. You just need these right here. Pick
very,
it up
very
and
cool.
eat it. Simple but effective.
Absolutely. This is just one of many meals that you can find on the streets of Thailand. Yes, one of thousands of different meals, but sounds like a delicious one that you can find on the streets and in the markets of Thailand. So that sounds like a great suggestion.
That's right. You can go, you can visit these markets. As we said, there are the street markets. There are the floating markets.
That's right,
as
the
well.
Canal and river markets.
You can go to Bangkok and you can hire a boat. Somebody will take you around down the river, like on a tour, and they will take you to the floating markets. And of course, when you go through the floating market, all the vendors are also in boats, and they just pull their boat up to your boat.
Wow.
And they say, this is what I have. I'm selling lettuce. I am selling little statues of elephants. I am selling all kinds of stuff.
So it's not just food. It's almost anything you could want.
Anything you could want. And if you are the only tourist there at that particular time, you will be surrounded by boats.
Oh, wow. Everyone will try to sell
you. Everyone wants to be your best friend and sell you something, and you can't move. You are surrounded. You are trapped by the vendors. and they don't move.
Really?
Until you buy
You're
something.
Stuck.
Until
oh
you
my
buy
gosh.
Something from someone.
Well, I think I'll try these things
or
if someone's selling them.
They are selling food, too. So you can,
okay.
you can get a meal, you can get your souvenirs.
Cool.
You can get everything you want. So it's an
Excellent.
Interesting thing. We don't see that in Taiwan. We don't have floating markets.
No,
so
no.
You don't see people out on the Danshui River selling things or
Not
the Jilong River.
Not too often, no.
No, that's maybe it's a trend we could start. You know, we could have the first floating market.
There
we could
have
you
a
boat go. Out there on the river, and probably no one would come.
We could sell TVs.
We need other people to have TVs on the river.
Yes.
Brilliant idea.
Think that's a good idea?
I think.
Cars.
That's
we could
a
sell
winner.
Cars.
That's a winner right there. Well, to see more of the color and flavor of these wonderful dishes, tune in to TLC's Thai Street Food with David Thompson. If you are a street food fan,
mm-hmm.
or even just a fan of learning about other cultures, you can see more of the color and flavor of these wonderful dishes. Color sometimes refers to the actual, you know, the shade. Is it
mm-hmm.
blue? Is it pink? Is it green?
Yep.
Color can also refer to just the overall atmosphere
That's right.
in a place.
And the interesting differences that you can find in different countries and different cultures. And, of course, one of the greatest differences is the food. The food that the people eat every day that they enjoy, what goes into it, how it's made, how it tastes, all of that stuff. And if you're interested in Thai food, yeah, it sounds like this TLC show is a place to go.
That's right. And food is a big, big part of travel. For me, the
mm-hmm.
food is half the trip.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the sights, but I also want to try all the wonderful new
That's
foods
right.
that I've never
stay
had
Stay out
before.
Of the McDonald's when
Don't
you
go
travel.
To McDonald's. Stay out of Burger King. Eat the street food. That's where
mm-hmm.
you find the best stuff. We are almost out of time on the show today, but before we leave you, let's go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Now, today, David Thompson, he
mm-hmm.
tried his hand at
yep.
cooking some Thai street food. That's what our
mm-hmm.
chat question is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cooking.
Okay.
Mike,
yes.
what meal do you know how to cook best?
I'm really good at picking up the phone and calling the pizza place.
Oh, yeah, food.
And then
food
putting
panda.
The phone down.
Yep.
I'm really good at that. No, I'm not much of a cook. Let's see, I do breakfasts okay.
Okay, what do you make?
You know, like bacon and eggs and sausage and
toast?
Potatoes and toast and stuff like that.
You're very good at pushing down the toaster and,
well,
and
I
waiting.
Can do that, and I can also make the really unhealthy breakfast that you shouldn't really eat very often,
mm-hmm.
so I don't. A little bit of Italian food, but I think the thing that I'm most able with and most confident of is my sandwich making ability.
Sandwich.
I can make
Classic.
Sandwiches out of almost anything, and I have to say, you know, I'm pretty good at making a good sandwich.
You're a sandwich artist.
I definitely could consider myself a sandwich student.
Okay, a student.
Yes.
Not quite a master
Not
yet.
Quite a master yet, yes. What about you?
I am terrible at cooking. I'm very good
okay.
at using the microwave.
Ah,
I can
right.
take food that has already been prepared for me
mm-hmm.
and warm it up.
And make it hot.
I can boil water.
Wow.
I'm very good at boiling water. I can make soup from a can.
That's like good?
Campbell's mushroom soup.
Okay.
I take the can, I open it up,
mm-hmm.
I pour it in the boiling water, and I wait.
You are a genius.
Oh, I'm a master chef. I'm a
gosh.
Terrible cook. And so I can't really answer that question. I'm not good at cooking anything.
Okay.
Really, I'm,
well, at least you're honest about it.
I'm very honest about my
and
failings
the,
as a chef.
The good thing is that living in Taiwan, you don't really have to know how to cook anything because food is available almost anywhere at any time, and it's not very expensive.
That's right. Food is everywhere, and so I don't have to learn how to be a cook. I can be lazy about that. You guys can have a chat about this as well. What do you know how to cook best? As for us, we are right out of time. Please join us on our next edition of English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thai Street Food with David Thompson. Thailand's street food comes in many different flavors and dishes, from savory to sweet. In another episode of the show, David Thompson explores Thailand's canals and rivers. Many Thai people live along rivers and ride boats between communities and floating markets. In Bangkok's west side, life is quiet, and most houses are found along canals. Here, Thompson tries his hand at a local dish, spicy pork with crunchy rice cakes on betel leaves. He first grates a coconut, and then he adds rice, curry paste, and fish sauce. Thompson then forms the mixture into small cakes and fries them in a wok. To this, he adds minced pork, herbs, and spices. He then fries this mixture together with more fish sauce, lime juice, chili, and sugar. Finally, Thompson simply wraps the dish in betel leaves and eats it as a hand food. This is just one of many meals that you can find on the streets of Thailand. To see more of the color and flavor of these wonderful dishes, tune in to TLC's Thai Street Food with David Thompson.
Vocabulary Review.
Flavor. The flavor of this dish is not like anything I have tasted before. Explore. The scientists went into the jungle to explore it and find new animals. Canal. Venice, Italy has many canals that people ride boats on. Spicy. Vicky loves to eat spicy food and never feels that any food is too hot. Mixture. Greg drank a mixture of beer and lemonade.